Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation and local communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Is this Andrew?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of minutes to help us out with the survey?
No, I had to leave that union. I injured myself, and now I'm hurt been hurt.
Okay. For how long have you been out of a job?
Over a year now. Well, almost a year now.
Almost a year now? Okay. Do you have a couple of minutes? It's about what you're going through.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's get started here. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry or in the construction industry?
12.
Do you recall how many years have you worked?
12.
Oh, 12. Okay. There we go. 12. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher, stone masonry, marble, plaster, tile setter, bricklayer, cement mason? Which one do you identify the most or was?
All right, I'm back.
You're back? Yes.
Yep. Next question.
Okay. Let me see. What did you do? Were you one of those? Did you work in those areas? Tile finisher, stone mason, marble masoner, tile
stone,
setter.
Brick, stone, concrete.
Okay, stone, bricklayer. Okay, there we go. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, a finisher, a helper, a foreman?
A foreman.
Okay. And yes or no question. Are you currently working at the trade? You said no, right? Okay, so this is a no. Approximately how many weeks I asked you this to, and you said almost a month or almost a year, right? So that would be 20. Okay, so that would be 21 weeks and plus. Yes. Yes or no question. have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
And who are you work employed by?
We work for Opinion Research, and at this time.
Who is we?
I'm sorry.
Who is we that works there?
Why are you doing this union? that's who is hiring people to do the surveys.
Are you hiring any more researchers?
No, I mean I don't think so. Do you want to apply?
I have a degree in sociology. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology, and I used to do a lot of like social research and stuff when I was in school.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, it's been a while since I've worked in for the Bricklayers Union, so I've had to find other work elsewhere, non-union, but it's not related to the trade. It's totally different because of my injury.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see if you, what do you say to this one? Is it yes or no question? In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
I mean, I'm not paying dues or anything right now because I'm not working, so.
Okay. But okay, and for all these questions, you can always opt for a don't know, okay? You can always say, I don't know. Okay. So for this one, would you say you don't know?
No, I would say I'm pretty sure I'm out of the union.
Okay.
My benefits have ended. I don't have their health insurance anymore. I'm not contributing anymore.
And who's helping you out?
Union.
And do you have somebody that helping you right now?
Do I what?
Do you have someone that helps you since you're injured?
Like a doctor?
No, like a family member.
Yeah, my dad lives nearby, but I'm not, like, disabled. I'm still able to work full-time.
Mm, wow.
Not completely, but...
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's, moving on, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
I would say it's about the same.
Okay, same number. Thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number of union construction projects this year? Or you wouldn't know?
Well, if we're talking residential and commercial, there's definitely more non-union in residential. Commercial probably has more union. So as far as commercial would go, yeah, union. But that's the opposite if you want residential with that question.
Okay, I see. Okay, yes or no question. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
I think the projects in our community need to calm down because that just raises taxes is all that does. Instead of all these politicians trying to make a name for themselves and erect million-dollar buildings, of which are union projects, they need to calm back on that to keep our taxes lower.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And just for now, question, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months or in the past year or the year that you worked, the last year that you worked, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
I see. Thank you. No. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed yourself as a job steward by a union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through the state or local government? Or you don't know?
State and local.
Okay. State and local. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now in a year?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens with the world. We have an election coming up, so.
Yeah. So you right now you say, would you say you don't know?
I'm going to say, well, December, there's going to be an election in less than 6 months, so the economy could completely change or stay the same or get worse. So I don't know, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Well, my financial situation's gotten worse because I make almost half as much as what I used to make an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's probably worse than what?
Okay.
Inflation will raise. The cost of living will go up. There's never going to be that will never lower.
Yeah.
Whatever inflation goes up, it's never going to drop down. They're never going to change their prices back to the old way. It's only going to go in one direction. So, and my hourly pay went the opposite direction. So it's going to be worse.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on a job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about when you are on the job site? So I'm gonna go through the list, and then you pick one to which you think is you're more concerned when you are in a job site. First one is unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or no real safety concerns.
I would say no real safety concerns, or I would say falling.
Falling, like people falling or falling objects?
Falling, like people falling.
Okay, I see. All right, thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Okay, so there are three activities. The first one is political canvassing.
No, I don't agree with the union's politics, nor does the majority of the people in the union.
Okay.
This isn't your mom and dad's Democrat party.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, union organizing.
No, I haven't really done that because I'd probably get fired from my non-union job if I tried starting that up.
Okay, sounds good. And the last one, picketing.
No, if I'm going to sit there and picket and not make money, I'd rather be on disability, which I should probably be on. But instead, I'm working with an injury that's lasted for over a year, which is one of the requirements to be on disability. I can literally stop working right now and be on disability and do nothing the rest of my life. But I'd rather go to work. So, no, I'm not going to sit out there and picket and whine and complain.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. And moving on, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visited a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Okay, occasionally. Next one. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. So we have a list here, and you tell me which one you get your news from the most. And then, so we have radio, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, and the internet and social media.
The internet probably most. And
okay. Followed TV. By TV, cable news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends and neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't really have the newspaper anymore.
Yeah, that's an old thing, right? And then the radio maybe is the last one, right, on the list.
Yeah, I don't really listen to the radio for news.
Okay. All right, moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, foreign policy, education, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, jobs and the economy, or something else?
Probably jobs in the economy or the immigration.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. And then this one, the next one's about that, so don't know. Party. Okay, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more? strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act. Oh, this one's about the same act. Should I just know that?
I don't know,
right?
The Davis-Bacon Act is, but I can only imagine how much time, resources, and money was wasted on passing that through legislation.
Uh-huh.
And as far as which political party I trust more, I think it should be everyone in this country and the world should trust the Republicans more.
Okay.
And if you don't, you need to have an eye-opening experience to take a look at what's going on in this world.
Okay. All right, sir. Moving on, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over this dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, or and Stellantis? Stellantis.
I support the auto workers.
Okay, the auto
because I know all these other corporations and companies are trying to go so woke and liberal, and they're trying to push out electric vehicles, and that's just going to create robotic jobs. So these auto workers, to see Joe Biden over there at all these picket lines saying, I stand with you on your auto workers. No, you don't, Joe. You don't stand with any of them. You want to go completely no gas vehicles by 2026. Like, do you know what that's going to do for auto workers' jobs, their pensions, and everything? They're going to be put on a job that robots are going to come in and build electric vehicles.
Yeah. Okay.
So I stand with the Republicans on that because they're actually trying to create jobs and grow the economy. Plus, they do not want – they're not anti-electric vehicles, but they're not going to shove electric vehicles down your throat.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job – Joe Biden has done with each of the following, okay? So,
I got sleep tonight.
Okay, the first one is his job as a president overall. Approve, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, strongly disapprove. The economy.
Completely disapprove.
Okay. Foreign affairs.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. He's absolutely disapproved.
Okay. Immigration.
Absolutely disapproved.
Okay. Support for labor unions.
Well, he supports them, but in the long term, in the bigger picture, I don't think he really realizes he's not supporting them. So I would say... he's a superficial candidate. I would say I don't strongly disapprove his support for unions because I know he's, like, way active in that.
But somewhat disapprove, maybe, huh?
But somewhat, yeah. Yeah, okay. He definitely shows support for them, but his support may not be the right thing for the long-term best interest.
Okay. And the last section here is healthcare.
I don't think he's really gotten anything done or passed. They denied his last bill, and he's tried riding on Obamacare and claiming name to that, and he's tried revamping it, but Congress shut that down when they tried passing that. So he's never gotten anything done in 4 years for health care, so I strongly disapprove.
All right. Thank you, sir. Next, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Yeah, Congress is saving us.
Okay. So do you approve, so you strongly approve of Congress?
Yes, they're okay. The group of common sense at the moment.
Okay. All right. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the election for president and other offices in November 2020? Are you certain you're going to vote? Probably or 50-50?
Yeah. I'll vote.
Okay, certainly. Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were, again, Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Donald Trump, without a doubt.
Okay. And yes or no question, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No, the bricklayers send out like a monthly or a quarterly journal, and it's just liberal nonsense. I don't know why they have to fill spaces on pages with that. I don't even read it anymore because it's so disgusting to read. It's so one-sided and political. It's so much for the trade and the actual craft itself.
Okay. All right, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent? Or you don't know?
I don't really know much about the international, so I can't comment on that.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see here. How could a union best improve its representation and service? Do you have anything to say there, or you have no words, no idea?
Oh, I have a lot to say. For starters, they could stop whoever is in charge. They could stop picking and choosing their political party and making it so obvious and trying to force it down everyone's throat. First of all, I open their quarterly updates, and not for political advice. I look to read up on, like, actual career similarities and stories, articles relating to it. But 60% of it is just political garbage. Their VAs could do a better job by reaching out and being more hands-on as far as getting people to sign up. I know they can't get barely any bodies in their apprenticeships anymore. So I don't know why the VAs don't go out to high schools and try and recruit these kids right out of the gate.
Okay.
Their meetings could all be better advertised.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? The very first, the most important.
Starting from the ground up and getting as many people in there and signed up as they possibly can for spring.
Okay.
And then continuing it, growing it, cultivating it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Moving on. We're almost done here. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, mail, email, text, union meetings?
For my wage information?
No, your what is your preferred way to receive information from your union?
Yeah. Text messages, I guess, or emails.
Okay, text or emails. All right, good. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to you? Do you hear from them 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Quarterly updates, baby, 4 times a year.
All right, quarterly updates. Okay, almost done here. Now I would like to ask you a few questions statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or a Republican? I would say Republican, you said, right?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a social Democrat on social issues, but financial and economics and, like, common sense. Especially right now, the left has gotten so far left, it is not even, like, funny. I feel bad for kids growing up in this. I feel bad for people that are families that have, like, family values and, like, ethics.
Okay.
It's kind of a sick world that's happening around.
Yeah. And, okay, moving on, just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
What is my what?
Your race. What race are you?
I am Caucasian.
Okay.
I am Norwegian and
Okay.
French Canadian.
Oh, nice. Cool. I'm going to use his first name, Andrew. Okay. Well, Andrew, that concludes our survey. Thank you for participating. We really appreciate it, and I really hope from the bottom of our heart
that your back gets back to normal, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless. Have a good one.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.